And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, offering the superior service that you deserve since 1939, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts for the past 80 years. Receive the one-on-one personalized attention from a local small business and still enjoy their 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life. Just sit back and leave your propane needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
This is End of the Day Relaxation, right on in the Afterglow. Good evening. Hi, I'm Father John. Welcome to this brief time together to transition from the hectic to the relaxed, from the frenzied to the tranquil. Now, the other day I was driving down the highway and noticed a man who, while driving in the fast lane, was shaving, drinking a cup of coffee, and reading the newspaper. Go ahead and tell me that our frenzied society isn't full of craziness. How often do we try to do more than one thing at once? We have cell phones that are supposed to make our lives easier, but in many respects, they make our lives more confusing and dangerous. On Sunday, I was driving to church, and the car in front of me suddenly wandered left across the double yellow line into the oncoming traffic lane. Finally, coming back into its proper lane, it stopped at a traffic light long enough for me to notice that the woman driving had a cell phone up to her ear and was busily talking, oblivious to what she had just done. Had a car, at the time, been coming in the opposite direction, it would have resulted in sheer tragedy. At a friend's house for dinner a while ago, I noticed her talking on the phone while simultaneously answering the door, checking on dinner, and changing her daughter's diaper. Afterwards, she washed her hands, of course, but so many of us have the same tendency. We do three or four chores at once. Well, this is your time to slow it all down. Unwind and concentrate on relaxation. Your time to chill and enjoy some music and inspiration as we think warm thoughts together in the Afterglow. Well, you're in the Afterglow on WJMJ at 88.9 on that FM dial, or heard around the world from our website, WJMJ.org. Together, we unwind, relax, and get life back into balance. Well, on this day in history, humankind accomplished the unthinkable. First, on this day in 1955, it was officially announced that scientist Jonas Salk had safely and successfully invented the vaccine for one of the world's deadliest diseases at the time, polio. Coincidentally, the announcement was made on the anniversary of the death of former U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who had famously suffered from polio. Following the launch of the vaccination campaign, the annual number of polio cases dramatically fell from 35,000 in 1953 to only 5,600 in 1957, and by 1961, only 161 cases were recorded in the U.S. By 1994, polio had been completely eliminated from the Americas, with other parts of the world following soon after. Today, polio only exists in a few countries, with the majority of the world being completely polio-free. And the journey toward healing all started on this day, 69 years ago, with the finalization of the vaccine invented by Jonas Salk. Now tell me, have you ever asked a young child what they wanted to be when they grew up? Doctor, teacher, movie star, professional athlete, astronaut? Anything is possible. Right. Well, today we remember the man who actually achieved the impossible. It happened on this day in 1961 when Yuri Gagarin became the first man to travel in outer space. Aboard the Vostok 1, 27-year-old Gagarin spent just 89 minutes orbiting the planet, becoming the first person to ever do so. Following his historic journey, he was awarded the Order of Lenin and given the title Hero of the Soviet Union. The news of this achievement, however, did not sit well with the United States, as our first space flight was to be scheduled for just 1 month later. But we did get the first man on the moon with Neil Armstrong, so it all evened out in the end. No matter who did it first, we celebrate this amazing and historic achievement, a win for all mankind, with Yuri Gagarin becoming the first man to travel in space and also orbit Earth, occurring on this day 63 years ago.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out there alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Well, you're in the Afterglow with music by Elton John called Rocket Man on WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. And here's where we take some time to digest the joy of life. Each evening, I offer a brief reflection on some aspect of the business of living. So we journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. The truth will make you free. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But how can knowing the truth make anyone free? It may seem as if your freedom can come only by a change in external circumstances. It may appear that your boss or your bank account have more to do with your freedom than anything you know or believe. We tend to see freedom, or lack of freedom, as the result of something outside of ourselves, and so it may appear. Once, a volunteer from a nightclub audience was hypnotized and told that he was chained to his chair. He was then instructed to try to get up and walk around. Well, no matter how hard he tried to pull away, he could not break that invisible chain that bound him. Was the chain real? It would not be to you and me, yet it was absolutely real to the man who was hypnotized. Anyone in the audience could get up and leave if they wanted to, but this man could not because of his belief, a belief that kept him in bondage. Because the observers knew the truth, they were free to move about as they pleased. The man in the chair could not become free until he too knew the truth. A person in a hypnotic state is highly suggestible to the hypnotist's commands. What he says goes unchallenged, accepted by the subject's subconscious mind as the absolute truth, accepted so deeply, in fact, that what the hypnotist tells the subject is what he or she will see. Convinced that seeing is believing, the subject's eyes will confirm what he or she is already certain is true. Everyone is suggestible to a certain extent, which is why advertising is effective, and why it is important to examine your beliefs from time to time to see where they originate. How much of what you believe is the result of what others have told you? How much of what you believe about yourself comes from what others believe about you? What if someone grew up being told that he was very bright, but not very attractive? The chances are this person would accept these statements as true and would act accordingly. This person would be just like the man who was chained to the chair because someone told him he was. This person would be in bondage because of something he believed, and whether it was true or not would not make the slightest bit of difference. The truth really can make us free once we realize that much of what we believe, especially about ourselves, is not necessarily the truth, but is instead a hypnotic suggestion that we have accepted from others. Struggle to become aware of what you believe about yourself, about others, and the world around you. Ask yourself, is this really true, or could it be an illusion or a lie? If your beliefs are limiting your options in life by keeping you in bondage, they probably do not represent the truth. When you know the truth about who you really are, you may indeed be free. And that's how faith meets life.
It's empty, empty. Life is the law. Its temple is empty. From grace we fall. It feels like on the outside, looking. Always wonder how it could have been.
I'm Father John. Thanks for joining me. That was Sarah Brightman with Let It Rain. And we're in the Afterglow on WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. With music and messages of peace and hope, we take time to relax and de-stress. Well, in the Afterglow is where it happens best. We've all got our worries, our problems, and life challenges, but there is something that you can do. Relax with me to regain the energy to deal successfully with those burdens. And here's a couple of lighthearted celebrations taking place today that you should know about. Today is Walk on Your Wild Side Day. I kid you not. The world often tells us that we need to live according to some form of social contract, that the rules are there to keep everyone safe, and that any variance from the norm is deviance. Well, throughout the entirety of history, it has been those that rode high on the wave of innovation, uniqueness, and creativity that have left the most lasting legacies. Walk on Your Wild Side Day is a call to your inner champion, the part of you that sees the world as no one else can. The holiday was created in recognition that what other people will think is the stupidest reason not to do something, and rather denotes a lack of courage. You only have one life to live, so there is absolutely no reason not to live each and every one of your lives to their absolute fullest. Your dreams are something worth pursuing, your ideas worth discussing. You never know what crazy idea you have is going to change your life or the world. Walk on Your Wild Side Day is also a chance to change the life of someone else. By living your life out loud, unafraid of the opinions of others, you may inspire someone who is feeling lost and encourage them to join you on your campaign of uniqueness. Walk on Your Wild Side Day encourages us to take a chance. Use this day to do something out of the ordinary, unusual, or even extraordinary. To participate in this special day, you don't have to do something dangerous like hang gliding or parachuting. And please don't do something dangerous or illegal. Rather, think of something that the normal and usual you would not do. And then kick your shoes off and go do it. Just go wild. Today is also D-E-A-R, Drop Everything and Read Day. It's a special reading celebration to remind and encourage families to make reading together on a daily basis a family priority. Held annually on April 12th, the birthday of author Beverly Cleary, DEAR programs have been held nationwide since she first wrote about deer in Ramona Quimby, age 8. As popularity increased, the program expanded to span the entire month of April, which leaves us additional time to celebrate. So we encourage you to make reading a regular part of your routine, whether you're reading solo or together with classmates, parents, or friends. So go ahead and join the millions of families, schools, bookstores, and communities who have participated throughout the years and pledged to drop what you're doing in order to read a good book.
Paperback writer. It's a thousand pages, give or take a few.
That was the Beatles with Paperback Writer, part of the Afterglow here on WJMJ. And in the Afterglow is where we take time to think about and digest the perplexities and complexities of life. Now, here's a story for you. And as I understand it, it's a true story. You see, there was a well-known preacher who was invited to deliver a sermon in the chapel of a college for the deaf. He described it as a preacher's paradise because you get two laughs for every joke. When you reach the punchline, one laugh comes from those who can hear, and a few seconds later, when the sign language interpreter catches up, you get a second laugh. He said he noticed that on several occasions during the sermon, the sign language interpreter, in a very graceful way, would point to the palms of her hands. Later, he learned that pointing to the palms of the hands is the sign for Jesus Christ. How appropriate. Of all the signs that might have been chosen for Jesus, they chose the nail prints in the palms of Jesus' hands to symbolize who he was. The New Testament writers take the same approach, saying to us that somehow the crucifixion sums it all up. If you really want to get close to Jesus, if you really want to know who he was and what he was doing, you do it through the crucifixion. Something to think about.
May the angels protect you, trouble neglect you, and heaven accept you when it's time to go home. May you always have plenty, your glass never empty, and know in your belly you're never alone. May your tears come from laughing, you find friends worth having. With every year passing, they mean more than gold. May you win, but stay humble, smile more than grumble, and know when you stumble, you're never alone. Never. The cold winds won't blow, so when hard times have found you and your fear surrounds you, wrap my love around you, you're never alone. Never.
Yeah.
That was Jim Brickman featuring Lady Antebellum with a song called Never Alone. And in the Afterglow, you're never alone as we explore a variety of different music from classical to jazz to religious and a new age and a variety of everything in between. And we'll make sure that you are never alone. It all comes together, all combined in such a way as to produce a time to listen and relax. Shirk off the worry and the stress of the day. So thank you for joining me. I'm Father John, and I do this every weekday evening from 7 to 8. April 12th is Wear a Star Day, in memory of our little stars in heaven. These little stars are any loss of a child, including stillborns and miscarriages. Whether you were directly or indirectly affected from a loss of a child, you can still help spread this message of hope. The goal is simple. Just wear a star. This could be a shirt, necklace, button, sticker, etc. When someone asks you what the star means, just let them know that it's in honor of a little star. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. We don't know when Christ will come for us. We don't know how he will come for us. And we really don't even know why he would come for us. Most of what we have is faith. Faith that he has ample space and a prepared place for us, and at the right time, he will come so that we can be where he is. He will do the taking. It's up to us to do the trusting.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Friday of the second week of Easter. Now there is a small boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what is that between so many? When St. Andrew said these words, he must have thought that he was being realistic. It would seem a forlorn hope that such a small amount of food could satisfy 5,000 hungry people. Despite this, something in him caused him to draw attention to the little food that was available. The small boy, with the spontaneous generosity of a child, had already made an offer to help if he could. From Andrew's spark of hope and the boy's act of generosity, the Lord did something wonderful. He provided the 5,000 with so much food that 12 hampers were filled with scraps left over. It is the same today. Hope plus willingness equals solution. If we are not part of the solution, we are part of the problem. There are plenty of problems in our parishes, and many of them are getting solved. In any parish, for example, it is a problem to find an easy way of talking to people that you don't know. Many devoted groups in the parish are part of the solution, but especially each of you becomes part of the solution when you break the sound barrier and speak to someone. Hello is a start. A nod plus a smile may be enough. What is a nod plus a smile among so many? Well, try it and see. At each Mass, with the hope that we can muster and a small amount of bread and wine, we make our offering to God. Unfailingly, the God of goodness and love receives our little offerings, and transforming them into the sacrament of the eternal banquet, he enables us to share in his feast. As what we offer is transformed, so what we receive transforms us. The bread of life becomes our life. From sparks of hope and generosity, miracles do happen. You are part of the solution, aren't you? May each one of us be peaceful and calm in God's providence, recognizing that God does provide.
When I need you, when I need love, I just close my eyes and I'm with you. You're only a heartbeat away.
When I need you, I just close my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I so want to give you, it's only a heartbeat away. When I need love, I hold out my hands and I touch love. I never knew there was so much love keeping me warm night and day. Miles and miles of empty space in between us. A telephone can't take the place of your smile. But you know I won't be traveling forever. It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do. When I need you, I just close my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I so want to give you, baby, only a heartbeat away. It's not easy when the road is your driver. Honey, that's a heavy load that we bear. But you know I won't be traveling a lifetime. It's cold out, but hold out.
And now on this Friday, the 12th day of April, in the second week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones, bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones, and for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Dear God, help me to have the strength I need to endure all the challenges I must face in my future. I want to do your will and fulfill the purpose for which I was created. I want to move into the future you have for me. I want to receive all of the promises you have for my life. But I know that doesn't just happen. I must be diligent to pray and determined to obey you at all times. Help me to do that. Help me to grow in all areas of my life and to expand my expectations of you so there is room for you to fill my life with all that you have for me. I pray that my life will be built on a solid rock that can never be moved. And even into old age, I pray that I will still have to expand my horizons to hold the blessings you will pour into my life. Thank you, Lord, that after I have done your will, I shall receive your promises for my future, both here and in eternity.
I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul.
You who fear the Lord, give praise, all offspring of Jacob, give glory. Offer reverence, all you offspring of Israel.
For the Almighty has never despised, nor scorned the poverty of the poor. From the poor God's face is not hidden, they were heard whenever they cried.
You are my praise in the great assembly. My vows I will pay before those who fear the Lord. The poor shall eat and shall have their fill. They shall praise the Lord, those who seek our God. May your hearts live on forever and ever.
All the earth shall remember and return to the Lord. All families of the nations worship and bow down, for the kingdom is the Lord's, who is ruler of the nations. They shall eat and adore all who sleep in the earth. Before the Lord shall bow all who go down to the dust.
And my soul shall live for God, my offspring too shall serve. To generations yet to come they shall tell of the Lord, declare deliverance to peoples yet unborn. These are the things the Lord has done.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found like a flood comes flowing.
There's a place where sin and shame are powerless. Where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing.
I want you to know that my situation has turned out rather to advance the gospel, so that my imprisonment has become well known in Christ throughout the whole praetorium and to all the rest, and so that the majority of the brothers, having taken encouragement in the Lord from my imprisonment, dare more than ever to proclaim the word fearlessly. The disciples rejoiced that they had been found worthy to suffer for the sake of Christ.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The disciples rejoiced that they had been found worthy to suffer for the sake of Christ. Provident God, you are just in every way and loving in every deed. In confidence we pray.
God, in your wisdom, hear our prayer.
For doctors, dentists, and psychologists, in confidence we pray.
God, in your wisdom, hear our prayer.
For those who seek freedom and healing of their addictions, in confidence we pray.
God, in your wisdom, hear our prayer.
For those who have lost loved ones and possessions to violence, storms, or accidents, in confidence we pray.
God, in your wisdom, hear our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God refresh our souls and guide us along the path of life through Jesus, our Shepherd. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams, defend our sight from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you call your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present.
Thank you.
through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the God of hope fill you with every joy in believing. May the peace of Christ abound in your hearts. May the Holy Spirit enrich you with his gifts now and forever. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.